We're doing the Avat Chesed, we're on page Shin Vav in the Zogman edition. This idea that a person should take care to set up a funds that will do charity after he leaves the world, and he should ensure that there are assets that produce a profit, and that profit will help the poor. All of that is really alluded to in Parshas Naso. Dichtiv, because the Torah says as follows in Parshas Naso: Vishit Kodoshav Lo Yiyu. A man who, every person, his holy items will be his. Isha Shaiten LaKohen Lo Yiyu. A man who gives to the Kohen, he will have. V'hainu Shkol Ish V'ish Mipulotav She'oseh Lo Yishar Lo L'Vasof Me'uma. What the Torah is indicating is that in all that we toil throughout our life, there isn't too much left. There's nothing left to show for it. V'rak in yanei kedusha, but only holy things, shekiyem begufo ba'odo b'chayav, that he fulfilled in his life. What are the holy things? Kigon tzitzit u'tfilin, that's a person wearing tzitzis, wearing tefillin. Mechen kol ha'mitzvot shekiyem begufo, and so to all mitzvos a person does with his body, that's ishet kodashav. Every person's holy things, lo yiyu, that's what he has. Ubadai nivra mikol mitzvah malach kadosh. He says bevadai, but really it's a gemara in Sota that with every mitzvah that we do, we create a holy angel. Shehu lo lefraklit, that's an angel that speaks on one's behalf. Heima yulo lanetzach ito b'chavurato, that's what you acquire for eternity. That's with a person. Velo kayetzara v'chol kochotav, and not like a person's evil inclination. Shema nirim lo la'adam lo avim, that on the external, they certainly seem like they're a person's friends. And on the moment, they seem to be buddy-buddy, connect with a person. But when a person finds himself in a tight situation, suddenly they're not with them anymore. And it's not only that they're friends who don't last. They're really his enemies. Really, they are like the prosecutor. You have all these things that attract the person throughout his life, and he feels like if I pursue that, it'll be great. When in fact, if he pursues that, that's going to come back to haunt him. That's going to be his conscience. That's going to be the claims against him in life. And the truth is, the Chafetz Chaim is alluding to an idea that's the essence of life. So the question between a short-term and long-term, the decisions that we reap the rewards in the long term, the decisions of the short term, and it's we have it on a daily basis. If someone gets you upset, do you express what you feel like saying? Do you hold in and find another way of relieving the anger and build a relationship? Anything that's worthwhile requires long-term investment and long-term thought. And when we take the short-term route, so there's instant gratification, but there's long-term payment for that instant gratification. The guy who can't save up and invest his money is constantly spending, so he has the short-term gratification. But in the long run, he doesn't have savings. He has to keep working to make ends meet. He doesn't have assets that will bring in an income. In the long run, he's paying the price for his short-term gratification, yeah, the instant gratification.
Isn't that like for everyone to his own power? Like some people, they really have like no power to leave anything. Some people are like really poor, or some people are like, you know, they're like that down bottom, you know, what should they do? If someone's like really, really poor, he has like not much talent.
I think he's talking about somebody who is not in that case, who has the money and just spends it frivolously.
Yeah, that's...
ואפילו בני ביתו שהם אוהביו באמת גם כן לא ישארו איתו בתמידות. And when a person pursues that route of instant gratification, that will ultimately cause him to lose his own family. Long term, you can't run a family that way. What happens in the long run is that everyone goes their own route. A person gets buried, he's all alone. And when a person has to face Judgment Day, he passes away, he faces it alone. His wife isn't there, his children aren't there, his parents aren't there. He's got to face up to his life alone. So who sticks with a person forever? The holy things that a person has acquired in life, that's what stays with him. Those are his friends. Those are the ones who love him. Those are the ones that defend him. La'alitz alav letova lifnei Adon HaKol, to say good things about him before the Master. V'zeu she'amar, and that's what the verse says. The Chafetz Chaim gives his own pshat. When the Torah says, v'ishet kodashav lo yiyu, every person, the holy things are what they have, the Chafetz Chaim says that's not a reference the way we ordinarily read it, that it's a reference to the truma and the ma'aser, that the Torah says, even though you're obligated to give your truma and your tithe to the kohen and the Levite, the Torah came and said, it's in your control. The kohen can't walk in and grab it from you. V'ishit kodashav lo yiyu, every man is the owner of his holy crops, and he chooses who to give the gifts to. That's the way we read that traditionally. The Chafetz Chaim is giving another interpretation. He says, what it means is the holy things are yours, that's the only thing that's yours. The holy things you've done in life. And that's why a person should try to acquire as many friends like this in his lifetime. Friends, he means good deeds. And to frequent their companionship, being that they're his long-term friends. So the good deeds are a person's long-term friends. I would add a point here. Sometimes people can get carried away with this. A friend of mine told me this. This guy, just so we get a broad picture, I'll introduce him. Because in life, when we speak about positive people, we end up being positive people. So I'll tell you just three or four things about this individual, and then this point. This is a guy who, from the day he got married, he told me he never missed a morning leaving his wife a note, giving her a cup of juice and a note. He heads an organization that feeds the poor in his community. I told you guys about him. He also runs the fundraising for an orphanage here in Israel, a girls' orphanage here in Israel. I met him about 15 years ago. We're friends for close for about 20 years, but about 15 years ago I met him, and he told me that he had spent the night with a woman in the hospital who was in a coma. He had taken his turn sitting at her side reading Tehillim. And he shared with me a few beautiful insights. I think I've shared them here. Maybe a different time we'll go into them. What he learned to appreciate from that night, but the mind-boggling thing he told me was After he had buried one of his children, he told me that he said to himself, every time he says modim, does he think to thank God for the children he has? Does he think of all the wonderful blessings he has in life? So from that day onward, he took it upon himself that he never finishes modim without stopping and thinking of a new thing to thank God for that he hadn't thanked God for before. So that's the individual I'm about to quote. So he once told me the following story. He said that a new family came into town down the block from them, a Russian family, and it was the week before Pesach, and they didn't know how to kosher their oven. So he volunteered and drove down there and spent the Sunday afternoon that he had off. This is the U.S. where they have Sunday off, right? So he spent Sunday afternoon with his blowtorch teaching them how they kosher their vessels and their oven and everything. And he felt really super holy coming home. Only he came home totally wiped at 7 o'clock at night. It was the final Sunday before Pesach. And he looked at his own kitchen and realized that he hadn't koshered his own oven. And here he was helping another family feeling super pious, but his poor wife and kids and family were at home, and Pesach was not yet ready in his own house. He told me, you know, I stopped and looked at that and said to myself, I'm doing something wrong. It doesn't feel holy to do your own kitchen for Pesach, but it isn't holy to do someone else's kitchen at your wife's expense. So I'm saying we read this piece in the Chafetz Chaim about how holiness is what we acquire and that's what we take with us in the world to come and that's our true friend. We have to remember that holiness is also in helping our own family members, giving time to our own wives, to our own children, building our own house. Yes, after we've laid that foundation and invested there, we also have to move onward and help Klal Yisrael. But step one is the home. Step one is the home, and we can't get carried away with this idea of the Chafetz Chaim's at the expense of the home. It's super holy to change a diaper. I said this in a class 3 weeks ago, and everyone burst out laughing, and I wasn't joking. The kid needs his diaper changed. If you're doing it for the right reasons, I have a responsibility to this kid. I'm going to help him. I'm going to change his diaper. Just because it's my kid, so that means it's not the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. It's what I owe the kid. It's part of our responsibility. And on the contrary, like he said, if we're helping others, but it's at the expense of that basic responsibility we have to our own home, then there's something really wrong with what we're doing. And the Chafetz Chaim concludes the chapter with this thought. The verse says, "Isha shayten lakohen lo yeh." The man who gives the coin, he will have. Gam bazeh musar haskel. In that verse too, we have an important message. Vehu, and that's as follows. Ki mikol hamamon she'adam amel bodo b'chayav lo yishar lo meuma. Everything you work for, all the money a person works to amass in his lifetime, nothing's left in the end. Ve'lo yeh lo levasof. He's not taking it with him in the end. Only the money which he invested in charity and kindness, that's the money that's really his. And that's what our sages taught in Tractate Baba Basra. The truth is, this isn't it's in Tractate Baba Basra, but it's really a Tosefta in Peya. We have Tractate Peya. Tractate Peya is about the mitzvah of giving the poor from the corner of the field, the leket, the shikha, and the peya. So over there in the Tosefta, in Tractate Peya, tells the following story. The Gemara in Baba Basra quotes it, the story of Munbaz. There was a king, Munbaz, who inherited a lot of wealth, and there came years of drought here in Israel, and he spent the treasury. He spent all the wealth he had in the treasury. And his brothers and his relatives came to him and said, "Your fathers kept amassing wealth, and every generation had a greater amount of wealth. And you come along and you spend everyone's wealth, your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, you're not embarrassed." And he said to them, "My forefathers amassed the wealth in storage houses here on planet Earth. I amassed storage houses in the world to come. My forefathers amassed storage houses where the enemy could take it from them. I amassed storage houses where no one can touch them. My forefathers amassed storage houses for someone else. I took it all for myself by spending it on the poor. I invested in humanity and life." The Zeu Shamar, and so the Chafetz Chaim concludes, he says, this is what the verse means, Isha Shayten Lakoen Lo Yiyeh. Man who gives to the coin, he will have. What you've given is what's truly yours. So then why is the verse talking about a coin? The first generations that entered Israel, the prime charity was given to the Kohanim and Levites. As the verse records, the Torah says, be careful, don't let go of the Levite. Make sure to take care of him. And the logic behind it was that they were the only tribe that did not have land, the Levites and the Kohanim. So they only had small areas where they could live, but no real land to grow things on, no agricultural land. And that's why we had a mitzvah to take care of them. We were an agricultural society, so we had mitzvahs of taking care of the Kohanim and the Levites. So the conclusion, what Chafetz Chaim said, is that this idea that he had quoted earlier from the Sefer Hasidim, that a person should set up charity and funds while he's still around and control of his assets, this this idea is really in the Torah. He points it out from this pasuk that the Torah advises a person set up charity because that's the way you ensure that the money is really yours.